I think it's an important occurrence in two regards, one philosophically, but the other diplomatically. And I think I speak philosophically in terms of its importance in the idea that you have this bloc of 55 African states with a combined population of 1.4 billion people coming into a forum with one voice at par with other major powers or emerging powers like India with a population of almost 1.4 billion and China with a population of 1.4 billion. So I think philosophically, it's this broader narrative of bringing another voice from the global south, you know, on board with these other huge population blocks from the global south in China and India. But on the diplomatic front, it's also very important because it then affords Africa to have a voice on another multilateral platform, in this case, the G20, where African issues can be articulated, where Africa can actually have a voice and can speak specifically to its own issues. Because one of the grievances from the continent has been it's invited to a lot of international fora, but it's not necessarily a respected participant. It's almost like a token participation. So the more forums Africa is able to be involved in, I think the more it will have its voice, it will leverage its interest. So I think from a philosophical point of view of expanding the representation of the global south, but I think also from a diplomatic point of view in terms of getting the African voice onto another alternate platform, this is an important occurrence.
The G20 currently comprises 19 countries and the European Union, and the members represent around 85% of the global GDP, more than 75% of global trade, and about two-thirds of the world's population. How would the inclusion of the African Union impact the role of the G20 in the world?
I think that's a very important question. I think on two levels, diplomatically, the African voice can have significant leverage within multilateral frameworks. So when we're thinking, for example, around the United Nations, there's a very direct correlation between what happens at the G20 and what happens at the General Assembly, its impact on the Security Council and global responses to international security, humanitarian, political, and economic crisis. So I think that's a very important variant. But I think secondly, we have to understand that Africa is a growing market. Africa has some of the fastest growing economies in the globe. Africa has the youngest population per capita than any other region in the world. So when we're thinking also from a demographic perspective, I think it's very important to also be able to include the continent because Africa will be the engine for growth for the future. And in an interconnected world, you know, it's really a geographic space that cannot be marginalized anymore. So I think the impact will be massive, not only diplomatically, but also politically and economically.